Praise the Lord. Happy New Year once more, everybody. This is our first School of Miracles for the year. And it's a great honor. It's a huge blessing to be here. Hallelujah. And it's our year. It's just our year. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for tonight. Thank you for your word. Oh, sweet Holy Spirit, take over this atmosphere, this arena. Take over this entire space as we delve into your word. Lord, thank you. Thank you because you take these lips of clay and you turn it into the pen of the ready writer. And Lord, thank you, sweet Holy Spirit, because you give me capacity to speak with boldness, not as man, but as an oracle, dishing out your word the way you would, the way you will, that we should hear and run with. Glory to your name, Father, for in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Quickly, seasons of testimony, continuing with seasons of testimony. This should be part three, seasons of testimony. I put a small caption under it. Pronouncements, words of your mouth, that's pronouncements. Amen. Yes, in the season of testimony, just like Pastor Moira was talking just now, those lovely scriptures he read from the book of Psalms are declarations. You hear when David would speak, David would say words. Sometimes when I look at the words of David, I'm like, it's like this guy enters into the heart of God. And the things he's saying, if you just assume that you are God and you are hearing your son saying such things, you'll be moved to do them. For lack of a better word, he knows how to use worship, words, to move God's hand to do some things, to move God to even against, to wage war against his enemies. Amen. Because with his word, when you read the words, that he's coming from a place, even where he has not even, but he will just shall use the way we hail God and worship and honor God. You just must see God stand in his defense. Hallelujah. So pronouncement is actually, simply put, announcement or declaration. So our declaration matters a great deal. The words of our mouth, what we say, matters a great deal. Setman was saying something, I think that was during the convention, and he said, if you would enjoy a better year in 2025, we must let the words that come out of our mouth match with the words of God that we read in the scriptures. Hallelujah. Amen. All right, so let's go to Numbers chapter 6. Numbers chapter 6, verse 24 to 27. Numbers chapter 6, 24 to 27. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, the Lord bless you and keep you. Amen. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. 27. So they shall put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them. Hallelujah. Amen. That was God asking his servant to do this. He said, bless them in this order. And that's the reason why sometimes when we close during service, you hear pastor come out and bless the people with these same words. It's declaration, it's pronouncement. Hallelujah. It's announcement. How about we taking God's word like this? In our own home, you wake up in the morning and you just begin to speak around your house, and speak over your life, and speak over your children, speak over your spouse, and just begin to declare, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord cause his face to shine upon you. He'll be gracious unto you. You'll be fruitful in all that you do. You are blessed in the city. You are blessed in the field. You are blessed in your body. You are blessed with good health. How about declaring words like this from the scriptures? Hallelujah. Paul teaching us, not this, not directly how he said it, but what he was actually saying with the word is that he said, what it means is that what you say is what you get. Hallelujah. The words that you speak from your mouth, what you say is what you get. Hallelujah. Amen. So it's very, very important that we begin to pronounce, speak, declare what we want to see, what the scripture has said concerning us. He said, we have been blessed with all blessings. How many people wake up in the morning and the next thing they are saying is, hey, now wow, this country said, mm-mm. Instead, oh Lord, thank you because I've been blessed with all blessings. It doesn't matter the lack that is going on around. It doesn't matter how people are complaining. Lord, I thank you because my mouth speaks peace. My mouth speaks provision. Oh, thank you because I have everything that I desire. Hallelujah. He said, we've been blessed with all blessings. Hallelujah. He said, we shall expand even in our bands. In our farmland, in our barns, we will expand. Meaning that whatever it is that you do, whether you work in an office or whatever, you will expand on all sides. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So in this meeting this evening, we are going to really stand up and declare. We are going to stand up and declare God's goodness, God's faithfulness, God's provision, God's blessings, good health. Thank God it's the beginning of the year. So we begin to declare over our lives daily, put God's word in front of you and just begin to declare boldly. And that's what you get in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalm 128 from verse 1 to 6. All right, it says, blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in his ways. Verse 2, when you eat the labor of your hands, you shall be happy and it shall be well with you. Amen. Your wife shall be like a fruitful vine in the very heart of your house. Hallelujah. Your children like olive plants. Amen. All around your table. Amen. He said, behold, thus shall the man be blessed who fears the Lord. Hallelujah. He said, the Lord bless you out of Zion. Amen. And may you see the good of Jerusalem all the days of your life. Hallelujah. Verse 6 and the last verse. He said, yes, may you see your children's children. Peace be upon Israel. Amen. These are lovely declarations. They are not there for decoration. They are there to be declared. They are there in God's word. Amen. How about just praying over your children? How about praying over your spouse? Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And God's word works. Because it works, we put it to meaningful use by declaring with our mouths. Hallelujah. It's not every time that you will want to engage pastor. Say, pastor, pray for me. I think I'm feeling like this. Yeah, it's paining me. Or I'm having this challenge. Sometimes you hold God's word. Hold on to his word. And just declare it over yourself and just see them come. That's the way that God can also extend through you to other people. To other people. Soon you begin to pray for people even within your neighborhood. I said, come, can we just pray over this? And then they begin to get their testimonies. They begin to get miracles. Pastor will not be there, but you are there as a servant of God over their lives. Amen. Reaching out to them. And that's why we have School of Miracles, because it's not only about getting miracles for yourself, but also dishing out miracles in our own circle of influence, in our own little corners. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's see the book of 1 Chronicles chapter 22. Here the Bible is telling us that we have rest from all troubles. Hallelujah. 1 Chronicles 22 verse 8. 1 Chronicles 22 verse 8. He said, but the word of the Lord came to me, saying, you have shed much blood and have made great wars. You shall not build a house for my name. This was David. You know, David had put together, let me just tell us a brief background story of this, then we'll rush forward. David had put together, he was so wealthy, he had put together all these materials needed to build God a temple. He really wanted to, he desired to. But God told him, bro, you have fought so many wars. Son, you have fought so many wars. Your hand is full of blood. You will not build this temple. Your son, Solomon, will. So that's the background story. So you shall not build a house for my name, because you have shed much blood on the earth in my sight. Next verse. Behold, a son shall be born to you, who shall be a man of rest, and I will give him rest
from all his enemies all around. His name shall be Solomon, for I will give peace and quietness to Israel in his days. And it was indeed so. Hallelujah. If you check, you'll see that David had a lot of wars. It was one war, from one war to the other, from when he was small. First war in his life was when the bears and the lions came, he tore them. And then the first big, mighty war he fought was with Goliath. He was a youth when that happened. He was very young, to the point that his brothers were lambasting and telling him, "You have come here to show your wasabi. Youths don't go to war, my friend. Go to the house and go and be cooking food. Leave war for us that are men." But they couldn't even take out Goliath. It was still him, the little boy, that took out the giant. So he started fighting war from way back. All his life, he had war even within his own household. His own son ganged against him to dethrone him. Saul, even before he became king, was even trying to kill him. So he fought lots of wars. Of course, it's clear. But compared to Solomon's time, Solomon enjoyed quietness. Peace, just like God declared. Hallelujah. Next verse. Next verse, please. He said, "He shall build a house for my name, and he shall be my son. And I will be his father, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom over Israel forever." Hallelujah. Then he said, Now my son, may the Lord be with you, and may you prosper and build the house of the Lord your God, as he has said to you. Next verse. Only may the Lord give you wisdom and understanding, and give you charge concerning Israel, that you may keep the law of the Lord your God. This was his father talking to him. Now, next verse. Then you will prosper if you take care to fulfill the statutes and judgments with which the Lord charged Moses concerning Israel. Remember our normal tablet we always read, Romans 15:4. So these were laws passed from, he's still passing it to the son and warning him that you will prosper indeed, no ojoro about it, if you take care and fulfill the statutes and judgment with which the Lord charged our fathers. Hallelujah. Amen. Concerning Israel, be strong and of good courage. Do not fear, nor be dismayed. Next verse. Indeed, I have taken much trouble to prepare for the house of the Lord 100,000 talents of gold and 1 million talents of silver and bronze and iron beyond measure, for it is so abundant. Hallelujah. I have prepared timber and stone also, and you may add to them. Next verse. Moreover, there are workmen with you in abundance, woodsmen and stone cutters, and all types of skillful men for every kind of work. Next, of gold and silver and bronze and iron, there is no limit. Arise and begin working, and the Lord be with you. 17. David also commanded all the leaders of Israel to help Solomon his son, saying, "Is not the Lord your God with you? And has he not given you rest on every side? For he has given the inhabitants of the land into my hand, and the land is subdued before the Lord and before his people." Last verse, 19. "Now set your heart and your soul to seek the Lord your God. Therefore arise and build the sanctuary of the Lord God, to bring the ark of the covenant of the Lord and the holy articles of God into the house that is to be built for the name of the Lord." Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, I know it's a long read, but it's very, very important that we put all those, we get all those things together, so that you will understand that pastor is not just telling you that, no, this is the way to live, or this is the way to follow God, or this is the way to build a healthy relationship with God. You will know that it's simply stated in the scripture. He too is following that. Hallelujah. And so everyone who follows that order gets the same result. It's an explosion. It's a powerful and interesting and very sweet fellowship, relationship, communion with the Lord God and his spirit. When we read his word, we spend time praying, we spend time getting to know him more, and we are filled with deep hunger for more of him. He fills us with so much of himself to the point that we become a walking prayer answering machine. Because everyone you come in contact with, you are also a solution to their lives. Hallelujah. In those days, in the olden days, we didn't really have, the only way we operate, the only way we get money is by going to the bank. Amen. We want to pay school fees. There's nothing like transfer. Everything is manually done. I remember New Nigerian Bank. That's the bank my secondary school was using. We'll walk to school, to the bank to go and pay. Or we pay in the bursar's office and then they will do all the bank work. There's nothing like ATM. There's nothing like transfer. There's nothing like, these are modern things that came up. But now what do you have? Before you come out of your house, that's if you don't want to transfer with your system. You have POS everywhere. You have ATM machines everywhere. You have banks that are working on weekends without opening their doors. So you just can do your operations everywhere and anywhere. Amen. So whether you are here or not, unlike before, you will have to manually go to the bank. Meaning that on Saturday, you are shut down. There's nothing for you. On Sunday, nothing for you. You will wait till on Monday before you do transactions again. That's how it was before in the olden days. And when I'm saying olden days, I'm talking of up to like early 1990s, 1990-something. It was still like that. Yes, it was still like that. Amen. Amen. So, what I'm simply saying is, we need to grow from that backward way of operation where until we see people, we are not energized, we are not ginger. On your own, if you carry God's word, it's so sweet. It's not boring. It's not boring. Somebody said, can we just be praying and praying? It's not boring. It's sweet. It's communion. It's fellowship. If you understand it and you really follow it through and through, you see that you begin to enjoy. You just love to do it without anybody compelling you, forcing you, or coercing you to do anything. Hallelujah. On your own, you just wake up. You just stand up and begin to pray and pray the scriptures. Lord, I thank you because I'm blessed. I'm blessed in my house. I'm blessed in my body. I'm blessed in the field. Whatsoever I lay my hands to do, prospers. Thank you because I'm enjoying a healthy relationship with you. Thank you because I'm basking in that, in your presence. I'm growing. Thank you for growth. At the time you are thanking God for things, you know that you are gathering momentum. You are getting from place to place. Hallelujah. You're growing. Amen. Ask people who pray a long time today. They didn't start praying like that. It's gradual. So one day you are able to cover 30 minutes. Another day you are doing 2 hours. So it's a gradual process. But it's sweet because he gives us of his spirit and that helps us. And that's why I use that example about olden days where you have to operate manually in the bank. And now that you have systems everywhere that you can use at the word go like this, you have done transactions even across the world. What am I trying to say? They never had the Holy Spirit in their days. But now we have the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. So instead of picking your phone and calling pastor, the Holy Spirit is in you. Hallelujah. And so you can tell him how you feel, however you feel. Hallelujah. Amen. And then you get answers. And then you get things done. Praise the Lord. Let's not be like people who have all that we need at our disposal and never using them. No. And for a matter of fact, anything and everything that we need, they are around us. All we need to do is utilize what has been given to us. He said, it's to your advantage that I go away. Let's stop manual operation. We are going automatic, meaning that you are becoming supernatural. Anywhere you go, my spirit goes with you. Because before they will wait for Jesus, there's a crusade here, the whole multitude will go there. Ah, it's happening here, they will go there. But now he said, you are carrying this presence of the Holy Spirit on your inside, everywhere you go. You are at work, you are in the bathroom, anywhere you are, you can shout, you can sing, you can pray. Why? Because he's on your inside, helping you. And I love that part of the Bible that says, he helps us. Hallelujah. Even when you pray, he says he helps us. Even with groanings and words that cannot be uttered, he helps us. Hallelujah. So it's not by your flesh. It's not by the carnal mind. It's by the Spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. All right, let's see Deuteronomy chapter 1. As we do the things of God and follow the Lord, there's also multiplication. There's also multiplication. We can increase. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 10 and 11. Deuteronomy 1, 10 and 11. It says, the Lord your God has multiplied you, and here you are today as the stars of heaven in multitude. May the Lord God of your fathers make you 1,000 times more numerous than you are and bless you as he has promised you. Amen. Amen. This can be applied even in your business places, in your workplace, whatever, in your family. If you want many children, if you don't want to be like Surpassing Grace members, who it's like there's a benchmark on two. But if you want many, like my father, you can use the scriptures. Lord, I thank you because my children, they are like the stars. They are many. They are uncountable. That's what he told Abraham. He said, look at the stars. Can you count them? When you go to the seashore and you pack sand, you cannot count it. So God's blessing can be so numerous. And it's not about children also. Even blessings, the blessings of the Lord, they are so bountiful, so numerous, you cannot count them. Hallelujah. But then, the point here is, do we pray with scriptures? Seth Meyer said this before, and Pastor NY even mentioned it just very recently. For anything you want to do, find a scripture for it and use it. You will see answers. Hallelujah. I still remember every time in my head, how when he was sharing, when Pastor NY was sharing about how he was preparing for his wedding, and then when he picked Pastor Vichy to be his best man. And then he received the word one day from this man of God that was praying always. He received the word. Where is it coming from? From the Spirit. He said, you will never be stranded. That's the kind of thing you can get when you understand. Always praying the scriptures. And truthfully, it's in the scriptures. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not lack. You will never be stranded. So it's scriptures fulfilled. Hallelujah. Amen. So let's learn to use the scriptures at our disposal. Don't just pronounce words. You know, it's not just to come and we just say, just tell the Lord, You must say it from the Spirit. You must mean it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Genesis chapter 27. Genesis 27, 27 to 29. Genesis 27, verse 27. He said, and he came near and kissed him, and he smelled the smell of his clothing. Okay, let me give us a little bit of background story to this. This was Isaac when he was old. You know, he had two sons, Jacob and Esau, yeah. So the mother had played a fast one and given Jacob scope as a mother's favorite on what to do in order to, because she heard when the father told Esau to go get prepare meal for him so that he will bless him. So the mother gave Jacob the scope, and Jacob had to, you know, wear skin, animal skin, and all that, in order to be Esau and take that blessing. So, going somewhere. And he blessed him, and he smelled the smell of his clothing and blessed him and said, surely the smell of my son is like the smell of a field which the Lord has blessed. That's all I'm picking from the whole of this story. Now, go to the next verse. Therefore, may God give you of the dew of heaven, amen, of the fatness of the earth, and plenty of grain and wine. Let peoples serve you, and nations bow down to you. Be master over your brethren. Ah! So, you can imagine that pronouncement. And it came to pass. Hallelujah. And let your mother's sons bow down to you. Cursed be every... When your papa and they lay this blessing on your life, they're not born anybody. He said, cursed be anyone, everyone who curses you. And blessed be those who bless you. Remember, this part, Abraham started it. God told Abraham, say, the nation that will not bow to you, the nation that God started with Abraham, Abraham to Isaac, and Isaac now to Jacob, and even to us. Hallelujah. Amen. Everywhere you go, doors will be open to you. Anyone that shut their door is because God does not want to walk through that way. Amen. Amen. Because you will be so blessed, doors will just be opening. Doors will just be opening. There are some people that you mentioned something, I think like Pastor was saying the other time, that about interview, that somebody heard his father's name and said, eh, just because of that, that name opened door. People's father's name opens door. See, the name of the Lord God Almighty is a door opener. Amen. And there is no door of progress that will be shut against you this year. Doors effortlessly will just be opening for you because you carry that DNA of the Lord God Almighty. The lineage that you are from is a blessed lineage right from time, from our fathers. Hallelujah. Amen. We are blessed with all blessings. Yeah, take me back to 27 again. Verse 27. Yes, the damn part. I love this part. It says, surely the smell of my son is like the smell of a field which the Lord has blessed. When people see you, what do they see? When people meet you, what do they see? What do they feel? What do they think? What do you leave them with? Hallelujah. People meet you at the workplace and they're having issues. They are stranded. They don't know what to do. They are confused. Even their marriage is in disarray. Meeting you should be a solution, should be the beginning of answers to them. He said, like the smell of a field which the Lord has blessed. Does your life look like a field which the Lord has blessed? It should. It should. People should naturally walk to you and say, like Pastor said, he said, when people that he has met and he has had encounter with, when they hear later that Pastor said, no wonder. Why? Because the feeling they've gotten already, or the interaction or certain experience that they've had already before knowing, shows that there's something. It just shows that there's something about this man. There's something about this person that really just confirms that yes, he knows God. Hallelujah. Do people meet you and feel like you are like a field blessed by the Lord? The words that come out of your mouth shouldn't be weary. No. It should be words that are encouraging, that brings healing. A musician once said, if you can't leave people better than the way you met them, just shut up. Don't go and, not when people meet you and then the words you will say will not put them in a more chaotic state. No. Then you are not like a field which the Lord has blessed. May God help us in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalm 104. Psalm 104. When you get home, you can read from verse 1 to 35, but I'll just jump. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord my God, you are very great. You are clothed with honor and majesty. Who cover yourself with light as with a garment. Who stretch out the heavens like a curtain. He lays the beams of his upper chambers in the waters. Who makes the clouds his chariot. Who also on the wings of the wind. Who walks on the wind of, on the wings of the wind. Yes, next verse. Who makes his angels spirits, his ministers a flame of fire. Hallelujah. We are not ordinary. Hallelujah. Yes, even though we eat amala and bakery, we are not ordinary. We know what we carry. We know what we have on our inside. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Next verse. You who lay the foundations of the earth so that it should not be moved forever. Aha. Hey, remember what we read one time again in Psalm that says, for he owns, he has the world, the whole world also is in the palm of his hand, as big as the world. It's tiny compared to the hand of our Father, of our Lord God Almighty. Amen. You who lay the foundations of the earth so that it should not be moved forever. Next verse. You cover it with the deep You covered it with the deep as with a garment. The water stood above the mountains. At your rebuke, they fled. At the voice of your thunder, they hastened away.
Hallelujah. I'll stop there because of time. When you get home, you can read to verse 35. But what he's simply saying, God is the chief, the master planner that orchestrates everything about our lives. I remember that song, My Redeemer Lives. He's talking about, he said, who told the sun where to rise in the morning? Who told him? It's God that orders everything, that orchestrates everything. You don't tell the rain when to fall. It's God that tells what happened, what goes. Amen. Hallelujah. As we get ready to wrap up, I'll just talk about two stories. One, the first one is in 2 Kings chapter 4, from verse 1 to 7. It was talking about the woman, the widow, who happens to be the prophet's wife, and then her husband had died. And then she ran to Elijah and said, your servant died poor and in debt. And they are coming to, the debtors are the people that is owing money, they are coming to take my two sons. He said, I have nothing. And the man of God asked her, what do you have in your house? He said, nothing except just a little jar of oil. And then the man of God said, okay, go do this, gave her instructions. Where I'm going is, I think in verse 5 or so, or thereabout, 2 Kings chapter 4. And then it was talking about how she, as the man of God gave her order, she also told the son, borrow vessels. You see, when the son obeyed and was bringing the vessels, the oil kept flowing and flowing and flowing until she said, oh yeah, bring another one, this one don't full. And the son said, there's no more vessel. When there was no more vessel, God does not like to waste resources. There was a stop. The flow stopped. What I'm trying to say, pronouncement, as soon as the boy said, no more vessel, no more place to turn it, he stopped. Hallelujah. Yes. He said, now it came to pass when the vessels were full that she said to her son, bring me another vessel. And he said to her, there is not another vessel. So the oil what? Ceased. If you will see greatness in 2025, we must learn to use our mouths well. Meaning that if the boy had not said, there's no more vessel, the oil would what? Continue to flow. It will continue to flow. Because we cannot measure God, means that God, there's a capacity for us to have excess of the power, of the presence, of the knowledge of God on our inside or in our lives, to even to dish out, to bless people around us. But fear shuts us down. And they'll say, if I do now, they will say, I show myself. And then you shut that thing down. The Spirit of God could even be speaking to you. Reach out. Lay your hands on someone or pray for the person. And they say, I'm not Pastor Muyiwa. I will not lay hands. And then when you do that, you have denied even the Spirit ability to express himself through you to reach out. So you have denied somebody of their blessings. Amen. In 2025, we must speak right. We must speak the right words. We must be prepared to dish out all that the Spirit is bringing on our inside without fear. So that there will be continuous flow. There will be continuous flow of the oil, of the anointing of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So what she had was enough. What the woman had was enough to set up a conglomerate. It was enough to set up a big oil company. But it was just a small jar of oil.
until God breathes on it. What am I trying to say? Anything and everything that you need is around you. You don't need to go far. When he was going to use Moses, he didn't go far. He said, what do you have in your hand? He said, a rod. And he used the rod. So let's check and speak around us, and then you see that there are things around us that can be used. Amen. There are things around us that can be used. Hallelujah. In the natural sense, it may be small, just like that oil. It's insignificant just in the kitchen. It won't make any sense because you can't do anything with oil alone. But when he started pouring, what did the man of God tell her? In the last verse, he says, I think verse 7, he says, in the last verse, he said, then she came and told the man of God, and he said, go, sell the oil and pay your debt, and you and your sons live on the rest. Hallelujah. So their major problem was debt. You see, they were able to pay the debt, and they had so much more left to take care of themselves. Hallelujah. Nothing around you is insignificant. If you operate in the spirit, if you operate in the supernatural, and that's why we pray that prayer all the time in the book of Ephesians 1, that our eyes being enlightened, I think 1:17, our eyes being enlightened with wisdom and knowledge, and then, you know, and so that we can see the depth, the height, the width, how deep His love is, so that we can get deep knowledge and operate not just in the physical or in the natural, but in the spiritual, because that's what controls the physical. If you can see it in the spirit, you will hold it here in the physical. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, the last thing, the second example I want to give is the miracle of that took place in Mark chapter 6 from verse 38 to 43. Okay, there were two miracles that happened. But I'll talk about the one of the 5,000. All right, so Jesus was going to feed the people. Seeing that they had come for crusade, he had preached and all that, he didn't want to send them back hungry. And then they were looking, they needed food. And when the disciples approached him, he said to them, he said, go get food. Amen. Jesus should know that they are in the desert. He knew. And there's no food around there. He said, go get food. What am I trying to say? From what we read last about the widow and this, anytime God's word tells you to do something, it means that God knows that you have the capacity to do that thing. You may not be seeing it. But I don't have money in my pocket. You have the capacity. You are just not seeing it. So what you do is go into your closet and pray. Shut your natural sense down and tune to the spirit. You will see something around and within you capable of giving you that signal that you need to get from the spirit. Really, when they went, just as in obedience to what he said, they saw bread and fish, even though it was a little boy's lunch, it's there. Jesus only needed that tiny little insignificant non-entity. And then he needed to breathe on it and use it to feed 5,000. And they had 12 baskets remaining. Hallelujah. Excess, they had excess. What am I trying to say? Let's not shoot ourselves in the foot. Let's stop working with the senses, natural senses, and say, no, nothing, nothing. Before somebody asks you, how far now, you say, nothing, nothing, they happen. No. It's happening around me. Hallelujah. It's happening around me. Blessings and favor is happening around me. You are the one who will bless yourself with your mouth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lastly, Luke 16, 20 to 21. Check your desires. It could make or kill you. You need to really check your desires. Luke 16, 20, 21. He said, but there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, full of sores, who was laid at the gate. 21. This is the part I love so much. Desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Just imagine if he had a better desire. Nobody forced him to be there, to be eating from there. So the rich man wasn't even wicked. It's just Lazarus' desire that kept him there. Mind what you desire. Yes, verse 20 says, go back. Says, but there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, and he described him. This is who he is, who he was. He was a beggar, full of sores, stayed at the rich man's gate. 21, desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich. So if he had a better desire, it won't be at the rich man's gate perpetually, consistently. He would have moved at least to a better level. Let's check our desires in 2025. What is it you want? How strong do you want it? Where is it going to keep you? Where is it going to take you? Let's rise up on our feet, because we're going to pray shortly. We're going to pray right now. Lord, in 2025, my desires are pure and they are strong. Oh, that I will have and enjoy a sweet, beautiful relationship with you. Oh, I desire to grow. I have intense hunger to grow. Said my word, always say, give me, he said, Lord, that the Lord will fill us with a strong desire that can never be satisfied. Steadily, meaning that we'll be perpetually in a state of being hungry for more of God, more of God, more of His power, more of His love, more of His mercy, more of His grace in our lives, so that we'll come out shining as a shining light of God. Oh, Pastor read something for us earlier on during the prayer. He said, you are light. He said, in your light, I have light. So God's light lights up our lives. And when people see us, they see God. When they see us, they see God. So we are that mirror that reflects God to our circle, to our world. Hey, lepaina moshka, leprena no somne hikevre nosta, la baba badesh kabranda mande freno no soraya. Oh, I desire to be prosperous on every side. I live a life of good health, and I dispense healing to people. I desire to speak words that are seasoned with power, seasoned with love, words that are filled with love, words that are love-filled, that my words can bring healing and love to people. What are your desires? What are your pronouncements? Hey, the man de brenenosa, kapan de venenoso, teira bo sharadia. He said, for with you is the fountain of life. Your light, in your light we see light. Kaba de gedos, kaman de brenenoso, teira ma sharada. In your light, Lord, I see light. In your light, Lord, I see light. I shine. Elama kabana da dos. Around me is no darkness at all. And I declare, I pronounce with my mouth, in 2025, I live a life full of light, full of light, full of God's light. Elamaka bahita pos, eliman da bade, hede ina kamada dosa, rebende brena mos sote ina dosha. I live a life full of light. God's power radiates around me. My space is well lit. My space is beautiful. My space has light. God's power is seen all around my space. I live a life that is debt free. Good health. Sound mind. I'm like a field blessed by the Lord. Ela mande breno kuma de breno kodaria likabada dos. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. If there's anyone who is sick here tonight, you can lay your hands on yourself and pronounce and begin to speak and practice what we've talked about. Oh, you don't need pastor this moment. You need the Holy Spirit. You can begin to speak tonight. Ola mande yanosh, and declare healing. God's healing power over your body. Over your body, over your mind. Even if you know somebody who is sick right now, you can begin to declare over the person now. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray.